Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Now, some of our guests on the show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, comedians, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, novelists. The list goes on and on. If they are working professionally in show business, we're definitely going to have them on the show to give you entertainment career advice. Now, we make sure our guests are at various stages of their careers, from professional to beginner, and that means that we will definitely have someone also on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. All walks of life. Now, you can either listen or download any of our past shows by going to our archive page on the LA Talk Radio website. So just go to the Channel 1 link, and there's a drop-down box that will appear, and you just click Question Reality, and this takes you directly to our archive page. And our shows are also available to listen to for free on iTunes under the podcast section, also on Stitcher.com and Google Play. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and then there we are. Now, if you want to be able to find out about our future guests, you have to go to a totally different website, which is our official Question Reality website. And that address is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com. And you can also submit to be on the show. We're usually booked 6 months to a year in advance, but we do have a couple months. We're currently booking now for October, November, and December. So if you're working professionally in show business, you want to promote your project or come in and give some great career advice to someone, or not someone, a whole worldwide listening audience is what we have. Millions and millions and millions of listeners. So if you want to do that, go to questionrealityradioshow.com and submit to be on our show. And we'll get back to you and let you know if we can accommodate you. Now, I also want to encourage you to download our new free app for Android or iPhone so that you can be able to listen to all of the other exciting and informative shows that are here on LA Talk Radio as well. So again, go to our homepage, latalkradio.com, and the app is located towards the bottom of the page on the right-hand side. So there you go. You can listen to us nonstop. And we have so many different wonderful radio hosts, and they talk about all different types of topics. So you will find something that you love on our show. Oh, now today, so excited. We are bringing back one of my favorite guests. We had her on a couple years ago. Huge email response to her being on the show. Her name is Kelda Music, and she is a recording artist, a writer, an actress, a model, a TV personality, a public speaker, and there's just so many more things that she is. Everyone in the entertainment industry is multi-hyphenated. That's just how it is. You can specialize in one thing, but normally you're going to have at least two, three titles. That's just how it is for everybody listening in the Midwest who says, why do the people who come on your show have so many titles? Well, that's it. If you're in entertainment, you usually do. Now, I want you to go to her website right now. It's keldamusic.net. K E L damuzik.net and check out her website. She's also on Facebook as Kelda Music, Twitter as Kelda Music, and YouTube is as Ms. Kelda Music. And I just want to point out right now, she is right off the bat, people, doing it right. Because when we talk about branding, we talk about making sure that all of your social media sites, your website, your social media sites, your business cards, everything is consistent with the same name. If you can even do your email address as well, it really, really, really helps. It is so, so, so important. Now, exciting, at 5:30, somewhere around 5:30, we're going to listen to her current single, Queen for a Night, which is hitting the airwaves right now. And again, somewhere around 5:30. So it could be a little before, a little bit after, or right on the dot. And again, Queen for a Night. Okay. It is hot. We're going to love it. And we are excited to play it. Now, just brief bio, a little bit about her. She, again, recording artist, writer, actress, model, television personality, public speaker. Kelda Music is definitely, as you can tell, a well-rounded entertainer and businesswoman. And some of her projects include, she does so many things. I don't know how this woman does it. It like gives me a headache just reading all of her credits. Okay, so she's developing, or she has developing a talent marketing company, releasing a diva fragrance, modeling her own clothing line, starring and being executive producer of a web series and indie film, hosting a television talk show, releasing a music video and single, and working with community-oriented projects that she's developed. One of them is the Diva Project. Another one is the Cultural Exchange Tour. And both of these projects entail her publicly speaking to the youth. She basically empowers young women to stay positive by relating her previous life experiences with the troubles and struggles of the youth today. And she has affiliated herself with and become a board member of other nonprofit organizations to also improve community environments, education, health, and more. She cares about everything. She's got her 10 little fingers, her 10 little toes in every little pie she can get into. So without further ado, let's talk to the wonderful Kelda Music. How are you, my darling?
Oh my gosh, Priscilla, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on the show again. This is so awesome.
You are incredible. I am, you know, I have a pet peeve about people overly using the word awesome for every single thing. Oh, I ate a piece of broccoli. Oh, it was so awesome. But you are the personification of the word awesome. You really are. And I don't
thank you.
You really are. I mean, I'm just amazed by you. You are so, so impressive for such a young, young person. Your accomplishments and your devotion to explore all aspects of the entertainment industry is so respected by me and also as well as countless others. So my
you are too kind.
But it's so true. Now, my first question is going to be, what is it, Kelda Music? What the hell is it within you that separates you from others who are just surviving or taking what life gives them without question? What is it that, what are these daily thoughts that drive you? Tell us your secret.
Hey, you know, that's a funny question. Like, I don't know. It's just, I know I'm born to be in this industry and there's nothing that could stop me. And it's like, as long as I have and carry my own thoughts and ideas and concepts with me, I already know I'm going to be successful. So it's just like me, myself, I'm driving myself. Like when you have already, you know, you already have some type of idea of what you want to do, how you want to do it, and who's going to do it for you, then already, you know, you're going to be a success. And for me, I wear all those hats from marketing, promotion, management, publicity, everything. I have people that work for me here and there that do certain things, but I mostly do everything on my own. And that's what drives me every day, is because I know I'm capable of performing these duties to direct my career in the right direction that's necessary.
Now, one of my professors in college said, when I said, how do you know what you want to into, how do you know what you want your career? There's so many different professions, and I had such interest in many, many, many different things. And I asked him, I said, how do you know what to focus on? Because if my mother's paying so much for me to go to college, I want to make sure that I get a job in the field that she's paying the thousands and thousands of dollars. He said, it's very simple. Don't overcomplicate it. He said, you should be doing it with your life, what you wake up in the morning and the first thing that you're excited about and you want to do, that's what you should be doing.
Exactly. And that's what I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm, you know, since I was a kid, I said, this is what I want to do, you know, all aspects of entertainment, actually, from, again, music, acting, producing, writing, everything. And so, you know, it just drives me when I think about this, it just drives me every day to continue to do this.
So you're not just an entertainer, you're also an entrepreneur. And what is also impressive about you is that you have the ability, the capability, the desire, and the business sense to fund your own projects. I understand that you do that by working as a marketing representative for several Bay Area startup business, because you're located out of the Bay Area, San Francisco. So what do you do as a marketing representative for those startup businesses?
I do business development, as in pretty much sales. You know, you're reaching out to certain businesses and you're providing them with certain products that they may be lacking in their company. You know, or what you try to do is you try to help them improve what they have, because, you know, they're in a state of mind where, hey, you know, I'm using this kind of solution for whatever reason for my business. And, you know, if it's not broke, I don't, you know, there's no need to fix it. But, you know, I come in and say, well, this is the reason why you might want to fix it, because in the next couple of years, you might not have this anymore. So this is why you need a robust system. So I do that on the side here and there. But like, for the most part, now my career is funding itself to where I'm able to use the same money that I've generated to invest back into every project that I manage.
Right. So a lot of people, as I stress, you got to have people, some sort of job to supplement your income when you're starting out. Okay. Or if you're in the middle of your career, you got to have something. So, Kelda Music does, she's a marketing representative for startup business. So, can you tell me, in your journeys, can you tell the audience any part-time jobs that you could suggest other than the usual waitress, waiter, bartender, people to supplement their income while they pursue their dream career? What do you got for me, Kelda Music?
Yes. So I would suggest going into sales, going into business development, lead generation. Those are perfect jobs that are very flexible when it comes to people still living other lives and, you know, still having to pay the bills and still needing cash to do other things, to live your life. Those are the most perfect jobs. And I'm glad you asked me that question, because not too long ago when I was working a couple of years ago, I was working for a call center, and this guy comes up to me and he's like, you seem so intelligent. You seem so like energetic and, you know, articulate. He was like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm glad you asked that question, because I'm an artist. I'm an independent artist, entrepreneur, entrepreneur, and instead of, you know, waiting tables and, you know, working the jobs where, you know, the pay might not be that great and you're really busting your ass, I'm doing something a little bit, you know, more sophisticated, and I'm getting paid more. However, I don't have to devote my time to it 100%, because they still understand that you do other things. So those are the kind of jobs
Yeah,
and that people should be looking into.
And that's a great point that you made about getting into sales, because as an actor, you are an entrepreneur. You are your own business, which includes the sales department and the marketing department. So if you get a job in sales, you are going to learn techniques, hopefully, you know, during orientation. Sometimes they train you. But if you're working for a reputable company, they're going to teach you sales methods, and you need to sell yourself when you're at a party.
That's right, and everything, Yeah, and everything that I've learned from working for, you know, tech firms, you know, because San Francisco is like the Hollywood of the tech industry. So in all these places, when I'm doing business development, I've applied my learning skills to my entertainment career. And that's what pretty much molded me into being an entrepreneur, because you take the same skills that they teach you and you are able to perform those same skills yourself, you're a winner. You know what I mean? You're winning best of both worlds. You're getting paid to do that. And then you're doing this for yourself, for your own business, to where you're almost operating as your own startup.
Right. And you learn so many skills. You learn the sales, the marketing, the networking. There are so many different things. Negotiation. Yes. And these are all things that you need as an actress, a singer, a model, a comedian, any aspect of your life. You need that. That is just something. Even if you're trying to talk a man into the bedroom and he doesn't want to go, you got some sales experience. You're going to get that
bitch
in the bedroom. That's right. Right. Okay. So you have developed your own talent marketing company called Diggs Media Group. Now tell us, what is the company mission statement?
Our mission statement is to provide, our mission statement is pretty much to provide the best marketing and promotion services that applies or pertains to your skill. And what we do is we put together campaigns. Everything's not all about budget. We're not about, oh, well, what's your budget? What's your budget? We're trying to figure out what your goal is, what strategy we can develop, and how do we execute that strategy? How do we execute that plan? And once we find that out, then we can say, okay, this is what type of budget we need to allocate in order to execute the plan in the way that we want to. But overall, our mission statement is to promote, market, publicize the talent to the max, and to be able to accommodate talent the best way that we can.
And what type
we only
of talent,
do what we're capable of doing.
And what type of talent what type of talent do you have? Like singers, actors, dancers? What type of talent?
Right now, I have actors and I have performing artists. So yes, singers, dancers. But I would love to get into the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. I would love to get even into the tech industry and start managing business owners who are, you know, creating a startup and looking to sell maybe, you know, their new app, you know what I mean? Introduce those to other companies. I want to be able to kind of do, you know, I want to be able to provide some sort of service where I'm helping them gain the attraction that they deserve.
And how does someone go about submitting to you to be considered for a consultation or to become a part of Diggs Media Group?
Yes. So what you would need to do is contact my representative, Wendy Bell. She's been working with me for a while now. I love her.
I love Wendy, Wendy Bell. I love her. Oh, you're still with Wendy.
Yes.
And how would we do that?
Yes. So her email is wendy@bigmediagrp.com. That's wendy@digzmediagrp.com. And trust me when I say this, we're looking for all types of talent. We're looking for people who have not just the talent, but also brains behind their business plan. We want people to have a business plan. Not that it would save us work, but at least we know that we're not responsible for everything and that you have a clear idea of where you want your career to go in.
So does your company also provide, say, social media Do you have someone to do that? Do they have to? So they come and say, okay, I want, I'm a singer or an actress and I need to elevate my career. What can you do for me? Do you take it from the inception being going over their resume and getting that in order and then teaching them how to promote themselves on social media? Do you tell them what to do and then they're expected to do it, or do you do it for them, or both?
It really depends. If we do it for you, that's we're considered a consultant. So then we're just consulting you on the necessary steps that you need to take in order to further your career. Or we will do it for you. And the very first thing we would do is we would look at where you're at. And then again, we would strategize, okay, you know, what are your goals, and what necessary steps do we need to take to further your career and to reach those goals? And yes, I have a full team to where we would run a social media campaign for you. So, you know, we would have updates on all of your social media platforms on a daily basis to make it look like you're busy, make it look like you're somebody. And we would also run an email marketing campaign with people that we already have on our email list, which is over 10,000 emails. And then we would also develop a website for you and run an SEO campaign, or not SEO campaign, but we would do SEO, SEM. We would do everything that we need to do to pretty much gather as many fans as possible and to get all the publicity that you need to build a fan base, to get people to follow you, to get people to follow your email blast, get people to, you know, give you more likes on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. We would do all of those things, you know, until you're like, okay, you know what? I have 100,000 fans or 100,000 people that are following me. I'm going to do the rest on my own. And from there, whether it's just releasing, you know, videos of yourself daily, talking to the camera, or just taking snapshots of yourself and uploading it. We want you to be able to have that mind frame after we're done working with you to know this is how you need to run and manage your own career.
Yeah. And after a while, you should be able to get it and go off on your own. Not that I'm saying leave Kelda Music, because you're going to need her. But if you haven't picked it up in like a year and you don't know what to do, there's some problems going on here. But that's a whole different referral that we have to give them, right? That gets into the health, mental health issues. I have a question just popped into my head, which I just thought of something that I'm interested in asking you. I know you're talking about working to market individuals, but what about this? Mm-hmm. What if I have, because you know I produce films, feature films, short film. Okay, so say I said, hey Kelda, I have a feature film, we're in post-production, and we want to get it out to a target audience. Would you be able to help us?
Oh, of course. Yes.
How would you do that?
So what I would first do is I would set everything up online as far as your social media. Make sure you have a social media page to where people can, you know, go back to that page if they want to see any updates as far as, you know, where the film's being distributed, where some of the actors doing today. You know what I mean? Just little stuff like that. And
could you get them out? What if they were more interested in getting out, like to do red carpet stuff and to
red carpet events?
Do you do that, like PR events or booking them out there, like for some interviews, getting them on?
Oh, yeah. Radio,
so that is included in there to get the
That's
word
included.
Out about the film. To get the word out about the film.
Right. So to get the word out about the film, I would set up interviews for you to talk to radio stations just like yours, as well as getting featured articles in magazines, specifically magazines that do film reviews and that like to interview producers. You know, I would even consider, marketing the film to a few festivals. There's a great website that I just came across, and I built a relationship with this guy so far. What they do is they take independent, they're like an aggregator for independent films. So they take your film and what they do is they post it on like Netflix, iTunes, Amazon, on all those major websites, and it's up to you to do the promotion, but your website's on, I mean, your film's on there for people to watch. And every time, even if they don't, even if someone clicks and doesn't watch your film, if they just click it and then watch your film for like 5 seconds and leave, you get paid like a certain amount every time that happens. And it does happen because as an aggregator who posts your, you know, content on all these websites, hello, Netflix attracts how many millions of people that watch their channel?
Right.
And then also you have all the other online websites as well. So that's another way of getting distribution without having to go through a major company, politics, lawyers, contracts, and all that other stuff. But just a way to get the word out to where eventually it will attract someone who will come up to you and say, okay, you know, what are you looking to do with your film? Do you want to distribute it to a major? Is it a feature film? Is it a short? You know, are you looking to extend it? Are you looking for an investor? So there's just so many ways. It's just, it really all depends, you know, like what your film's about, again, what direction you want to take it in. Is this something that you're looking to eventually distribute to the masses, like they actually get in theaters, or are you just looking for an investor? Are you looking to extend the film and you need more crew and more production? It all depends.
And you do all
every campaign
that.
Is different.
You do all of that.
I do all of that.
Oh my gosh. I will be referring people to you because I tell you, I run across these people every day. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh. Fantastic. So Diggs Media Group, D-I-G-Z Media Group. Is it GRP or is it the whole G-R-O-U-P spelled out?
G-R-P.
GRP.com. Oh my gosh. So I know everybody listening right now, you need Kelda Music to do this for you. Gosh, I'm ready to hire her to work on my film. Because it takes a lot of time. This is a full-time job doing this alone. Okay, so
yes,
I want to talk about something now that's very, very exciting that I heard about you. I am obsessed with perfume. I am obsessed. I have like 25 bottles, and I go on Groupon, and I like see it, and I order more and more and more and more. My bank, they actually put a stop on my credit card because they thought it was fraud. That when I ordered like 13 bottles in one day. And I said,
oh my God.
No, it's just me. They're having a sale on Groupon. Give me my perfume. Stop it.
Right.
So I understand that you are releasing a diva fragrance. One, I have to have it. I have to have it. I don't care what the hell it smells like. But why don't you tell us what is that called when you're describing a perfume? Is it the tones or the what is that? There's a word for it. You know, like a wine.
There is a word for it.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Like?
Yeah.
I don't like anything that smells like musk. I don't like that smell.
Yeah, no, we don't want that. No.
So
it's called Divalicious. However, we're at the very beginning stages of putting everything together. We are working with a manufacturer right now that's interested in helping us. It's just we need to get everything else together as far as like what the smell is going to smell like, mm-hmm. and what ingredients we want in there. You know, we're looking at different plants and trying to figure out, okay, like, do we want it more like, I don't know, like, do we want like a
floral,
soft smell?
Like a floral,
you know?
Something
right.
Like. Yeah. Now, when you think Divalicious, I think because when I started looking into various perfumes, I had no idea that there are perfumes that are for the day and there are perfumes for the night. And they like flower smells are things that you would wear during the day, and more like, which I don't like, the musky smells, they have more mm-hmm. for the night. But you can get like a really strong day smell, and they mix it with all these. Oh, they mix it with all kinds of stuff. I don't know. But when I go on Groupon, they have a list of all of the different things that are in it, like patchouli and sandalwood and honeysuckle and this. And I find mm-hmm. that if it was called Divalicious, I would think Friday, Saturday night orgy sex is what I'm
saying. Pretty much. Right, like the hot sexy smell. Not heavy, but just hot and sexy.
Yeah. And there's got to be a bottle, you know, with like that Barbie waist, that 17-inch waist. Like, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I tend to like the bottles that have, Marc Jacobs has a bottle collection where he has, like, little bumblebees on them. And then there's, like, there's so many different types. But maybe something with your shape on it, because you got a rocking little bod. I think that
you put thank you.
It's like the top on the thing. Oh, look, I'm ready. I'm designing it for you. Look at me. I'm taking over now. But anyway,
right.
that is something that takes a very long time, and it takes a lot of money. How are you going
it
to
does.
Be doing this? Are you working with?
Well, yeah, that's why we're at the, like, the everything's still on paper, put it like that. Like, nothing hasn't turned into a physical item yet. But
send me some samples. My goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe that'll be happening within the next couple of years then.
I think so. That's going to be obviously like the next big, huge launch aside from everything else that I have going.
I would have thought that somebody has that name for a perfume, but I'd be curious to see if that actually happens for sure. Okay.
So right.
It is now 5:31, and as promised, because I'll be getting emails if I don't do this, we are going to play your song. So why don't you set it up for us real quick, the name of it. Obviously, you wrote it. Can you set it up for us so that we know what it's about, why you wrote it, anything else that
yes.
we need to know? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yes. So this is my latest single called Queen for Night. It was inspired by Cinderella. And I made this song for all females that are entitled to feel like a queen for a night, whether it's your wedding, whether it's you graduating college or high school or getting a promotion at your job, getting proposed to. But all of us have that moment where we feel like a queen for a night. We're all entitled to that as lovely human beings that are smart, intelligent, and that are beautiful. So
right.
This is Queen for a Night, and you can also watch the music video as well online on YouTube. Look up Kel the Music or on Vevo.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's hear this hot song. It's her latest single, Queen for a Night. And when we come back,
Queen for a Night.
Queen for a Night. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Kel the Music. And then we're going to go into the career question. She's going to be giving career advice. So let's go with Queen for a Night. Take it away, Jason.
The light, the drinks with the ice, the DJ, the mic, the artists, the largest stars in the business.
Okay.
What you know about industry parties at the bar, mingling with artists, the largest stars in the business?
I remember.
Hosted a Diddy party in Vegas. Couldn't believe who I was on stage with. Birdman's birthday.
Club Live.
M.I.A. I loved it. I'm a red carpet VIP for sure. Probably see me on the floor at the BET Awards and wearing a bikini on tour.
Listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the show. You just heard Calda Music with her latest song, which is Queen for a Night. And we had a couple of technical difficulties, but we are back now. I don't know where Calda is, but it is so loud. I think she's at a mall. Like, she's going to get to perform like Tiffany. I think we're alone now.
No, I'm here with you guys.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Real quick, love that song. That is so hot, and it works perfectly into the next question, which I was about to ask you, because you are coming out with a clothing line. Tell us about this clothing line.
That is another project that's in the early stages. You know, it's funny. I need to talk to my representative and tell her what things need to be on the resume.
Yes, because this is all on your, this was in your PR, on your sheet. It was like lots of, you actually need to get her to condense that, because I found there was a bunch of repeated information, which, it repeated like two and three times. Oh, I hope that's not Wendy. Oh, Lord, I love Wendy.
No. I go through interns like every couple weeks. And so I give people a chance to, write up some information and see how well they could perform. And some people, it's a hit or miss, some people I stick with because they're really good. And then some people are just like, okay, you're just not catching on.
Yeah. So the PDF that you sent me, it had repetitious information over and over and over. So it was like two pages. And what I had to do was I had to try to condense it. So I had to read it. And then I had to extract. But this is what, everything that I'm talking to you about is in there. So you might want to take that out. Or you're You're going to have to say this all over again. Okay, so there's a clothing line. It's coming out. You're going to tell us next time you're on the show. Let's move on to this. Let's hope that this is something. Okay, you are currently promoting your latest indie short film, Love the Original Way?
Yes, I am. Yes. So I produced that.
Okay.
I produced that with a director by the name of Hassan Leo. He helped me create and write this entire film. It's amazing. And again, it's my first short. We all just got accepted into one music festival actually in Mexico, and we're aiming for more.
You say music festival? Do you mean film festival or you mean music?
I'm sorry, film festival. Sorry. I had a margarita earlier. Sorry.
Fantastic. So where can we see that? What's it about real quick?
So it's about two individuals that fall in love with each other on a dating app. You know, they both were hesitant to find out more of each other's backgrounds, but eventually they just gave in and met each other and got to know each other. And come to find out, I shouldn't even be mentioning this, but they actually were in the same rehab class together. Alcohol drug rehab class. And
I love it.
So it's like they had hidden profiles online, but they didn't know that they knew each other already in the same class.
I love that storyline. Where can we see that? Where is that available?
Right now, it's going to be airing on my show. It'll be airing on my TV show, which will be posted online, and people will be able to see it there.
Okay, can we go to your website, keldamusic.net, to see it, or YouTube, or Vevo, or is it just on?
Definitely go to my website, and the trailer's up there now. It's on YouTube, actually, youtube.com/MissKeldamusic.
Okay.
So you can go on there and watch the trailer, and then the actual movie will be posted on my website probably in about another couple weeks after we release it on my TV show. We air it on my show.
Okay. Now, understand that you just finished your first episode of your web series, Whose Ride Is It Anyway? What is this web series about?
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said I understand that your first episode of your web series, Whose Ride Is It Anyway, is out.
Yes.
What is this web series about?
So that's about a privileged, obnoxious young girl by the name of Megan who doesn't know what direction her life is headed in. She's kind of just going with the flow of things, and she's just the most distracting, disruptive passenger that you could ever have on any rideshare. And she pretty much, she ends up in a disaster. But it's a 5-part web series. We're working on the second episode now, and it will be airing on YouTube, as well as we're trying to find another platform to air it on. It might be airing on Caribbean Tales, which is a distribution company that I'm working with. They actually broadcast in Toronto as well as the Caribbean, and that might be the home for it, I'm thinking. Just like Love the Original Way, actually, that was the home for that. So
okay.
I have my outlets that I'm going to for my project.
Now, you're participating, you're participating in a modeling project called the Reeve Project with the clothing company Swankety Swank.
Yes.
You're going to be walking on the runway this, the 18th, in a couple of days.
That's right. Yes.
What's going on?
I'm working with Swankety Swank Clothing. Yvette Swank, she's a great clothing designer, and she invited me to participate in this project to walk the runway on Saturday in Redwood City. And we're just modeling one piece of clothing. We don't want to give out too much, just a little. And I'm really happy, and I'm honored to be a part of this project because that means there's more to come. I haven't walked a runway in years, so this is my comeback as a model, as a runway model.
You better get those stilettos out and practice that walk.
Yes.
You don't want to be falling.
That's right. I'm gonna have to start. I have to start practicing my walk.
The way to do it is you got to have like 22 margaritas and then get in your stilettos, because if you can walk in them drunk, then you can walk in them straight, right?
Yes, there you go.
Last thing, and we're going to finish up with this. Let's talk about about your television show, Diva Talk Tonight. It's your latest endeavor. And from what I understand, it's a talk show that features a panel of guests, and you discuss current events like fashion, health, pop, culture,
yes,
education, entertainment, and social issues. How can we watch that? It's Diva Talk Tonight. How can we see it?
Yes, you can watch it on YouTube, youtube.com/Diva Talk. And you will see all 7 of my episodes on there. That's the first season. And we are about to go into production again for the second season, June 25th at Denoise Studios here in Emeryville. So everyone look out for that. And I actually just got a distribution deal.
What?
Yes. So I will be airing in South Africa. They actually just purchased 1 season from me. And I'm just amazed and thrilled that someone wanted to buy a season of my show because, you know, show business, I've been in and out of it, but as far as like behind the scenes, like really doing all of the business work, I'm just totally like just happy and again, honored to have them wanting to purchase a season of my show. Like, great. Yeah, sure you can buy a season from me. You want another one?
Oh, my God. So you just did this talk show. You produced it yourself. You did it. When did you do it? At a local where did you shoot it?
So I shoot it at Denoise Studios. That's it's a studio. It's a production company that I hired,
okay,
again, so out of my own pocket.
So you hired them. You're doing this. You're just putting it on, say, YouTube, your website. Somebody saw it and they decided they wanted it, or did you?
Well, no, I'm airing on a local major station, which is Coffee TV, KOFY. So if you're in the Bay Area, you'll know definitely about that station. So that, you know, that broadcasts about 5 million homes. But, you know, me and my team, we worked on reaching out to distribution companies to try to land and negotiate distribution deals for the show. And that's where the company I'm working with in Paris, they came in the picture and said, okay, we're going to shop this to as many TV networks all over the world and see who bites onto it. And a company in South Africa bit onto it, and now they're willing to buy 1 season. So now not only are we airing on Coffee TV in the Bay Area, and online, but now in other countries as well.
Unbelievable. You are amazing. Tell the music. I don't know.
Thank you, darling.
I'm going to use the word to tie up the show. People know how I hate that word, using awesome. It's overused, overabused. Well,
but with me, it applies very well.
With you, it is applicable. You are. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it so much. Say goodbye to your fans, Calda Music.
Thank you, you guys, so much for listening. I love you guys. Sorry there's so much distraction. I'm actually at the carnival right now. but I said, you know what? I still have to take this call because I love Priscilla. I love the show. I came to perform at her event last year, and I'll come do it again this year for your birthday.
Well,
yeah.
I wish I was at the carnival right now. That sounds like the place to be. I don't want to be here. I'm
talk about eating a large hot link and 2 margaritas.
Woo! Set for night, girl. Okay, everybody, thank you for tuning in, listening to Calda Music. Go to our website, caldamusic.net, and we will see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye, Calda.
Bye, you guys. I love you, Priscilla. I'm going to see you again. I'm going to come to L.A. real soon and see you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.